is an Auburn Network production. Auburn High Basketball is on
96.3 W. Lee.
Presented by
The Orthopedic Clinic, Acre Restaurant, Mountain High Outfitters, Troy Bank and Trust, Russell Building Supply, and Southern Union.
Also brought to you by
Googe Performing Arts Center, Auburn Bank, and University Ace Hardware. Now, live from courtside, here's the voice of Auburn High School Basketball, Jacob Goins.
For the first time in the postseason, we are live on the campus of Auburn High School in Auburn, Alabama, inside of Auburn High School Gymnasium, where your Auburn High School Lady Tigers host the Bulldogs of Opelika as the playoffs begin here on the Auburn High Sports Network. I'm Jacob Goins with you. Appreciate you spending your Wednesday evening with us here on 96.3 W. Lee, 963WLEE.com, and the Radio Alabama app. And that's right, the playoffs are here. The regular season has come and gone, and it felt like it went by in a flash. And this Auburn High girls team, they performed at the highest level, 23-5 overall this season. They finished the regular season in Area 4 play 6-0. That's right, all six games they beat all three teams twice. That's how they get that 6-0 record. It's also how you get the number one seed here in the area tournament. They're hosting the Opelika Bulldogs, who are 6-19 overall and 0-6 in Area play, the four seed out of Area 4 here, trying to get their first win. It would be a big upset if they could walk into this gym tonight and get a win on the road against your Auburn High School Tigers. When we come back, we'll tell you more about it, what this game means, what we can get looking ahead as well, and get you ready for Auburn and Opelika. The girls are up first. The boys will be tomorrow here on the Auburn High Sports Network. More on that coming up in just a little bit as well. Plus, starting lineups and opening tip between Auburn and Opelika. All that right here on the Auburn High Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Hip pain is not to be taken lightly. It could be a sign of hip impingement. If pain, stiffness, or limping persists, see a hip specialist at the Orthopedic Clinic. Treatment includes non-surgical options, but if surgery is needed, minimally invasive arthroscopic hip surgery is only available locally at the Orthopedic Clinic. Don't wait. Schedule an examination today. Call for an appointment, 334-749-8303, or visit theorthoclinic.com.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell DeWitt Center at Building Supply.
Russell Building Supply is your hometown home improvement store. You'll find what you need when you need it. And as a Russell Rewards member, you'll be in the know about monthly specials and exclusive offers. Russell Building Supply, East University in Auburn, across from Cary Creek Publix.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell DeWitt Center at Building Supply.
It's time to plan your next great meal at Acre in Auburn. Chef David Bancroft and his team bring classic favorites to the table with fresh, innovative flavors and artistic presentations. Their unique menu offers something for everyone, from salads, oysters, and fried okra to crispy fish tacos, fried chicken, and much more. Walk-ins are welcome and there's no reservation required. Join them for lunch Wednesday through Sunday or for dinner Monday through Saturday with a special brunch menu on Sunday mornings. To plan your next trip to Acre, visit them online at acreauburn.com or just stop on by. Mountain High Outfitters is celebrating 10 amazing years on South College Street in Auburn. Whether you're looking for some new shoes from Hoka, On, New Balance, Birkenstock, or Brooks, Mountain High has that and so many more. If it's a new apparel look for your everyday, Mountain High Outfitters has a plethora of Free People Movement, Fury, Gold Hinge, Chubbies, Patagonia, Bird Dogs, and even Aviator Nation. Come visit Mountain High Outfitters on South College Street in Auburn and get geared up for your next adventure or just heading back to school. Mountain High Outfitters. Get out, get active, be inspired, and live your passion.
Follow Auburn High boys and girls basketball on 96.3 W. Lee, your home of light favorites and the Tigers.
We are getting you ready for tip-off between Auburn and Opelika in the varsity girls game, the semifinals of the Area 4 tournament. It's the Tigers and the Dogs once again, the third rendition of this season, as Auburn and Opelika played twice in the regular season, and both matchups were not particularly close. Your first win for the Tigers was back in January, on the 13th of January, where Auburn went to Opelika, brand new gym, opening night on the campus of Opelika, and the Tigers got it done 67-20, thanks to a ton of production from Brooke Coleman, who had 16 in the first half of that game. She doubled down with 12 in the second half, and it's something about Opelika that Brooke Coleman just loves, because in the last game against the Dogs, in the regular season finale, right here on this own floor, back last Thursday, on January 30th, Brooke Coleman went for 21 as Auburn wins 71-43. And so it's tough to play the same team twice in a row and play them for the third time this season. But thankfully, Auburn's had pretty good success so far this season against Opelika. How have they done it? Well, they do what they always do. They force turnovers, they run beautiful half-court offense, and they get out and run in transition. This team loves to shoot, we love to run, and we love to force turnovers. And that's something that, unfortunately for Opelika, they do turn the ball over quite a bit, and there's just no off. There's no down moments, no down seconds, no down minutes when you're going against this Auburn High School team defensively, which is something we've talked to head coach Courtney Pritchett about over the last handful of weeks, is finding their identity on defense. Do they want to play man? Do they want to play zone? Are they communicating the right way? Can they pick up the switches? Can they do the things they need to do and be a great defending team that can try and make a run to the Final Four? They've done so far in the regular season, and they've earned the number one seed here in the area tournament because of it. Can they keep it up tonight? Because listen here, folks, this is the first game of the postseason. The winner moves on to the area championship game, which will be played Friday on this floor. But the loser, their season's done. The season is over just like that. So while Auburn has had great success against Opelika, you cannot overlook them. You cannot take this for granted. This could be your final game of the year, which is why it's so important to get it done tonight against Opelika. We'll have starting lineups and opening tip between Auburn and Opelika coming up next, right here on the Auburn High Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Remember when you would dream about what you would grow up to be? Imagining your dolls were students, or your Legos a skyscraper. Maybe it's time to turn that dream into a reality. At Southern Union State Community College, you can discover your dream career in healthcare, business, manufacturing, engineering, and more. From imaginary to extraordinary, at Southern Union State Community College, visit suscc.edu today.
Hi, I'm Brian Snyder, Regional Vice President with Troy Bank and Trust. We are excited to be moved into our new state-of-the-art Cary Creek building at 2870 East University Drive in Auburn. We welcome you to come in and experience what true community banking is all about. We offer a complete line of deposit, savings, and loan products to meet your commercial and consumer banking needs. You'll find our service impeccable. Come see us today to learn more about the only bank you'll ever need. Troy Bank Trust, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Teamwork is key to winning on the basketball court. At University Ace, teamwork is key to our success too. Hi, Jonathan Fittner here from University Ace Hardware. We're proud to be your neighborhood helpful place, serving the community since 2013. Our mission? Serve both in-store and in the community. For us, getting a customer for life is like winning a state championship, and we couldn't do it without our committed team and loyal members. University Ace Hardware, next to the movie theater in Auburn. University Ace is proud to support the Auburn High School Tigers.
When bones get out of joint, or vice versa, the Orthopedic Clinic is here, providing expert care and surgery when needed, wherever it hurts. Hand, wrist, foot or ankle, back, neck or hip. Offering minimally invasive surgery and cutting-edge joint replacement. Serving patients from throughout the region. See the sports injury experts for athletes of all types. The Orthopedic Clinic. Call for an appointment. 334-749-8303 or visit theorthoclinic.com.
Auburn High Basketball is on
96.3 W. Lee.
Auburn High Basketball is on
96.3 W. Lee. Now, the starting lineups presented by Auburn Bank.
Time now for the Auburn Bank starting lineups. They're presented by Auburn Bank. Their local team stands ready to discuss your financial needs and goals. Auburn Bank, champions of you and proud sponsor of Auburn High School Basketball. We'll start with the visiting Opelika Lady Bulldogs. They sit at 6-19 overall this season, 0-6 in area play, and they're the bottom four seed coming out of the area four here in the tournament. For Opelika, wearing number 2 is London Gardner. Wearing number 3, the shooter, is the junior Claire Barber. Wearing number 4, the one down low you got to worry about for this Auburn High team if you're going against Opelika, that is. Wearing number 4 for the Dogs is Monica Wack. Also, Tyra Pitts, who wears number 10. She's a senior guard for Opelika. And Michaela Jones, who wears number 22, a senior forward in the starting lineup as well. So that's Gardner, Barber, Wack, Pitts, and Jones, the starting 5 for the visiting Opelika Bulldogs. And for your Auburn High Tigers, who are 23-5 overall, 6-0 in area play, and the one seed here in the area tournament, she wears number 15. It's Daly Alsobrook. The point guard tonight's going to be Kalia Tolls. Also outside shooting threes will be Brooke Coleman. We saw her earlier today. More on that in just a little bit. So again, Kalia Tolls, Daly Alsobrook, Brooke Coleman will be your guards, along with Braylee Winfrey, the four-headed snake of guards between Kalia, Daly, Braylee, and Brooke. And then down low is going to be Antoinette Morgan. Again, your starting 5 for Auburn High: Kalia Tolls, Daly Alsobrook, Braylee Winfrey, Brooke Coleman, and Antoinette Morgan. Those are your Auburn Bank starting lineups, and brought to you by Auburn Bank, champions of you and proud sponsor of Auburn High School Basketball. Tigers are the home team. Got the home whites on tonight with the blue Auburn written across the chest. Blue numbers on front and back with the thin blue trim down each side. Opelika in the road blacks with Opelika written white in cursive. Red numbers on front and back, and the Opelika logo on each side of the shorts. It's Antoinette Morgan to tip it away for the Tigers, and it is for Opelika, Michaela Jones. It's into the hands of Claire Barber, whose layup is swatted away on the opening possession for Opelika. The Dogs moving right to left on your radio dial, as Auburn will be moving left to right. It was Brooke Coleman who soars to swat that one away. Opelika now on their first real half-court offense. They inbounded at the top, guarded by Brooke Coleman on the left-hand side. They kick it to the left corner for a 3, dribble penetrate into the lane, throw it to Wack, back to the ball handler who had it swatted away. It was Winfrey who got a hand on it. Here comes Kalia Tolls. It's Auburn High again, left to right on your radio dial. First possession for the Lady Tigers here in the semifinals of the area tournament. It is Alsobrook now, turns the corner with the right hand. She'll hand off to Brooke Coleman, gets it to the far corner for Braylee Winfrey, gets to the lane, looks, jump stop, throws it out to Holman, nobody home. She gets to the lane, fakes the layup, threw it away. Opelika's got a 2-on-1 if they hurry. It's Kalia back for Auburn. Throws up a tough shot into the body of Kalia Tolls. It was Tyra Pitts who got the shot away, but will not go. And then I think a foul. That was a confusing-looking call. They do call a foul, I believe, on Opelika. Unless they said she was standing on the baseline and touched the basketball, which very well could be the case. Still scoreless. We're almost a minute in to the opening quarter between Auburn and Opelika. Holman has it straight away, gets to the elbow, now back out to the point. She'll cross-court pass to Braylee Winfrey. Corner 3 in front of us. No, too strong, and pulled down by Opelika's Michaela Jones. 6:50 counting down, first quarter, no score between Auburn and Opelika. It's Pitts, gets to the lane, almost traveled, gets it out to Claire Barber. Had that ball knocked away and into the hands of Antoinette Morgan. Tolls, Holman, Alsobrook, Winfrey, and Morgan, the 5 starting for head coach Courtney Pritchett here tonight in the first round of the playoffs. It's win or go home tonight. This one is the important one, as an entry pass to Antoinette Morgan had a little too much heat on it, but goes out of bounds off of Opelika. So we'll stay with the Lady Tigers in white. Kalia Tolls gets by the defender after she cheats, pulls up from the elbow, way off. Morgan pulls it down on the strong side, goes up strong, and gets fouled. Antoinette Morgan, one of the many seniors on this Auburn High squad. She'll have a chance to break this thing open. No score with 6:21 to play in the opening quarter. And Auburn 2-0 this season against Opelika. 6-0 in area play, as the Dogs couldn't get a win in the regular season of area competition. They'd love to do so and get their first one here tonight and take and send Auburn home, as Antoinette Morgan knocks down the first and does the same on the second. 2-0 Auburn with 6:20 in the first quarter. And Auburn tips it out into the Opelika bench. We'll redo it. Full court press now for for Auburn against Opelika. Inbound in the far corner at the end of the Opelika bench. They throw it in, and Kalia was there, knocked it out of bounds. It is still Opelika basketball. First half action of tonight's game is presented by Russell Building Supply and DeWitt Center. Experience and knowledge from the pros at your hometown home center. Opelika trying to break the full court press and they can't. Winfrey off the steal and lays it in for two. Braley Winfrey's on the board for the Tigers. They've doubled their lead. It's four. Opelika now trying to break it again. Throws a shoe shiner. Winfrey's there and lays it in again. All sorts of contact. No call. But there is a timeout by Opelika. Head coach Blake Smalley wants to talk it over. 6-0 Auburn. 6:02 to play in the opening quarter. Timeouts are brought to you by Mountain High Outfitters, celebrating 10 amazing years in downtown Auburn. You can visit them today on South College Street. Just a 30-second timeout, so we'll keep it right here on the Auburn High Sports Network. Appreciate you being with us on this Wednesday evening. Either you're on 96.3 WLE, 963WLEE.com, or the Radio Alabama app. We appreciate you being with us. First game of the postseason coming up a little bit later tonight. Not here on the network, but here inside the gym. It'll be Smith Station and Central. So the Red Devils and the Panthers will go at it in the other semifinal game. And as you can imagine, both winners would then play for an area championship game. What's interesting, though, is in these area tournaments, with it just being four teams and only having the semis in the championship game, if you make it to the championship, you automatically qualify for the regional tournament. So winning the first one is key because it's win or go home. You then play an area championship game, which still matters, but it doesn't have going home implications. We'll worry about that if we can get to there on Friday evening. Now it's Opelika in the half court, moving right to left, and then she traveled on the baseline. It was Monica Wack who got the inbound, or got the entry pass rather, and danced on the baseline, and we're going the other way. 6-0 Auburn, 5:50 counting down in this first quarter. 4 points from Braley Winfrey, both off of steals. And Antoinette Morgan has two at the free throw line. It's Holman, the UNA commit, on the right-hand wing. Now looking at us, it's 5:35. Gets to the lane, dumps it off for Morgan. 8-foot jumper is good. Good feed from Brooke Coleman, and Antoinette Morgan was ready for it, and Opelika's Tyra Pitts was not ready for an ahead pass down the sideline, and the Tigers steal it, moving left to right on your radio dial. 8-0 Auburn, 5:20 in this first quarter. Leah looks for the top screen from Winfrey, picks up her dribble. Now in the hands of Winfrey at the three-point line. Thought about it, now she does, and she buries it. Braley Winfrey hesitated to shoot it and knocked it down anyway. Tigers up 11-0 with 5 minutes to play in the opening frame. Tyra Pitts gets to the lane, turned it over. Kalia tries to throw it ahead. She had it stolen. Pitts gets to the lane, throws up a wild shot, won't go. Monica Wax there on the putback. There's no call, there's no bucket. We play on. Winfrey on the ahead pass from Kalia Tolles, and Winfrey lays it in. Another timeout call, and Opelika has seen enough. 13-0 Auburn to open up the game with 4:45 in the first quarter. Timeouts are brought to you by Mountain High Outfitters, celebrating 10 amazing years in downtown Auburn. You can visit them today on South College Street. We're back in 30 seconds on the Auburn High Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
The Goose Performing Arts Center at Auburn University is Alabama's premier destination for the arts, bringing you the very best of Broadway, dance, music, and more. Learn more about upcoming performances and see the calendar of events online at googecenter.auburn.edu. That's G-O-G-U-E center.auburn.edu. Or call the box office 334-844-TIXS.
The Auburn High School Tigers play here.
Auburn High basketball on 96.3 W Lee. Go Tigers!
About as good of a start as you could ask for if you're Auburn High in the first game of the postseason. And Opelika brings it across half court and had it stripped away by Brooke Coleman. It's 13-0 Auburn over Opelika with 4.5 to play in the first quarter. And Avia Nelms newly in the ballgame along with Jordan Cobb for the Tigers. The three starters on the floor are Kalia Tolles, Braley Winfrey, and Brooke Coleman, who's got it in her hands right now. It's Kalia Tolles now straight ahead. Gets to the elbow, brings it back down. Everybody resets. With 4:15 to play, Tigers lead 13-0 here in the first quarter. Leah at the top uses a screen from Winfrey, gets all the way to the lane, had it blocked, maybe had it looked like she maybe got fouled. No call. She hits the floor. They're going to say it was tipped off of Opelika. Believe that was Michaela Jones in hot pursuit from behind. So it does stay with Auburn High School in the half court. Inbound left, it's Kalia Jones. She looks for somebody, finds Winfrey. 4-foot floater is good off the window. Braylee Winfrey has 11 of the 15 for Auburn in this first quarter. The other four have been from Antoinette Morgan. It's all Tigers, 15-0 over the Dogs with 3:50 in the first quarter. Right to left we go is Opelika. It is on the right-hand side. That's Claire Barber. Now gets it to the top. Lets a three fly. No good from Kimora Johnson. Tigers look to run. Hallman up ahead for Kalia Tolles, who throws it off the underneath side of the backboard. Looking for contact. She's slow to get up and limping down the floor. Hope she's okay. Here comes Opelika now with the advantage. They throw it inside. Took too long. Tigers get their paws on it and knocked out of bounds into the Auburn High bench. And it is Opelika basketball as Kalia Tolles going to take a seat. She took, a hard fall under here, under the basket to our right. She's still grimacing as she still able to give everybody a high five on the bench. She'll take a seat, so hopefully she's okay. Daly also brought quickly back into the game. It's Anavia Nelms guarding the ball handler, Kimora Johnson. They'll work it around now. It is Lyric Mitchell at the top, 3:13 in the first quarter, counting down. Mitchell kicks to Barber, corner three in the eyes of Alsabrook off the side of the backboard and out of bounds. They're going to say, Alsabrook tipped that? They did. They called that out of bounds on Auburn, so Alsabrook must have gotten a piece of it. So it stays with Opelika in their own half court. They trail 15-0. They are scoreless in this first quarter as Auburn High's defense has just been all over the place. 3:07 in the first frame. Inbounding left side, extended about 8 feet from the basket. Trying to find anybody as Lyric Mitchell throws a near half court and stolen. It's Hallman now. Pushes ahead. Eyes up the floor. Euro step. Floater from 4 feet. You bet. Brooke Hallman gets her first bucket of the night, and it's on a pretty Euro step for the UNA. Commits 17-0 Auburn. We're under three to play in the first quarter. On the right side of the floor, it's Kimora Johnson. She'll work it to the near side. Barber has an open three. Can't fall, and Alsabrook is able to clear. She looks down the floor, kicks to the right-hand wing. Hallman, three. Way too strong. Got a little too much juice on that one. Anavia Nelms comes up with the offensive board. Alsabrook from way downtown. That won't fall. And Opelika pulls it down with Michaela Jones. Opelika in the black unis with the red trim. Auburn in the white unis with the blue trim. Inside to the low block. Now kick back out to Lyric Mitchell on the left-hand wing. Traveled in the lane, no call. Picks up her dribble. Now they move it to the right-hand side. It's Claire Barber. She stands in front of head coach Courtney Pritchett of Auburn High. Bounce pass to the far corner. Steps in, 18-foot jumper. That's a tough shot, and she makes it. Kimora Johnson stops the flesh-open wound for this Opelika team. Their first bucket of the game comes with less than 2 minutes on the clock in this first quarter. Auburn leads 17-2. Hallman off the screen. Turns a corner. Left-hand floater too short. She gets her own board. Kicks to the corner. Alsabrook fake for three. Gets to the lane. Goes up with the right hand and the finger roll by Daly Alsabrook, who gets on the board. And the Tigers are rolling here in the first. It's 19-2 Auburn. Opelika tries to work it to the low block, and Jordan Cobb dives on the floor to gain a possession for the Tigers. It's Hallman, Cobb, Alsabrook, Nelms, and Winfrey, the five on the floor for head coach Courtney Pritchett. And Brooke Hallman will set up the offense. She'll get the call from her head coach. We're moving left to right on your radio dial. Tigers lead 19-2 with 1:10 to play in the first quarter. Off the screen from Cobb, Hallman jump stop in the lane, layup short, knocked out of bounds off of Brooke Hallman. It'll be Opelika basketball. First quarter's flown by, even with a couple of timeouts called by Opelika, just trying to get anything going. Auburn seems to be firing on all 17 cylinders of this machine that we're working with right now. Brooke Hallman will sub out, and good to see Kalia Tolles back in the ballgame. Tyra Pitts walks it across half court. It's on the right-hand wing. Dribble drive on Anavia Nelms. It's Monica Wack who has it on the low block. Feeds it back out. Tons of pressure on the ball right now from Auburn, and they stole it. It was Braylee Winfrey who steals the entry pass. She'll right-hand dribble over the timeline. Gets it to Kalia Tolles. Pump fake on the low block and banks it in off the window. Leah puts it in. Her first bucket of the game. Auburn leads 21-2. We have 35 seconds here in the first quarter. Right-hand free throw line extended. That one's Kalora Johnson straight away. Auburn puts pressure, throws it to the free throw line. Tried to go inside, knocked away, out off of Brayley Winfrey. It'll stay Opelika basketball. 25.5 in this first quarter as Auburn leads 21-2 over Opelika. Here in the Area 4 semifinals, winner will get the winner of Central and Smith Station right back here on this gym this time on Friday night. Opelika on the inbound. They give it to Johnson at the top. Now it's London Garner straight away. All sorts of pressure by Leah. Now it is Johnson again inside to whack. All sorts of Tigers over it. Gets to Johnson. Kick to a baseline jumper from 18 feet is good by Zion Fears. Just the second bucket for Opelika, just the second Bulldog to get on the board. Leah on the left side with three. Hands off to Nelms with two. Nobody sees the clock, and the buzzer will sound. First quarter comes to an end. No shot for the Tigers. I think they had enough offense in that first frame. 21-4 is Auburn's lead over Opelika. We're through eight. We got another one coming right after this on the Auburn High Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
It's time to plan your next great meal at Acre in Auburn. Chef David Bancroft and his team bring classic favorites to the table with fresh, innovative flavors and artistic presentations. Their unique menu offers something for everyone, from salads, oysters, and fried okra to crispy fish tacos, fried chicken, and much more. Walk-ins are welcome and there's no reservation required. Join them for lunch Wednesday through Sunday or for dinner Monday through Saturday with a special brunch menu on Sunday mornings. To plan your next trip to Acre, visit them online at acreauburn.com or just stop on by.
1907. Auburn had no paved roads, no local newspaper, a few automobiles, very little electricity or indoor plumbing, and one bank, Auburn Bank. For all these years, we've had a part in shaping and serving Auburn, Opelika, and East Alabama, a steadfast partner to our customers, meeting financial needs at just the right times. How do we know our community so well? Because we've grown up together. Auburn Bank, champions of you. Member FDIC, online at auburnbank.com.
Follow Auburn High boys and girls basketball on 96.3 W. Lee, your home of my favorites and the Tigers.
It's all Auburn after one quarter here on their own floor. The first game of the postseason, it's the area semifinals. They start the second quarter with a 21-4 lead over Opelika here at home. It's Kalia Tolls off the right side. She gets all the way to the baseline. She'll kick it to Anavia Nelms. Lets it go from 20 feet and nothing but net from Anavia Nelms. Her first bucket on the evening, and the Tigers expand their lead 23-4 as we're less than a minute in, just a minute in rather, into this second quarter. It's Monica Wack gets to the lane. Jump stop, threw it up. Maybe deflected by Jordan Cobb, who held her ground nicely. Jordan Cobb on the inside. 6 foot is the senior. Having to go up against the 6'2 Monica Wack. Every bit of 6'2 has a little, definitely a height advantage on Jordan Cobb, but did a nice job right there. Opelika off the inbound, throws up a tough shot from the free throw line. Just nothing doing on that. Didn't hit anything. And then the rebound attempt by Zion Fear. She stepped out of bounds. It is Auburn High. The Lady Basketball, 23-4. We're moving left to right on your radio dial. It is Tolls, Hallman, Alsabrook, Cobb, and Nelms, the five on the floor, as Leah will slowly walk it across the blue and white Auburn High A here on the campus of Auburn High School. We're in a minute now. It's Alsabrook, lets it go from the left-hand wing, and rattles home. Hit every part of the rim, kissed the backboard too, and Daly Alsabrook knocks down her first three of the game. She's up to five, and Opelika responds. Oh, my goodness. Kamora Johnson, before you can even look up, she turns around and knocks one down and gets it right back for the Dogs, 26-7 Auburn leads. Leah, she's being guarded ahead by Tyra Pitts. And then a 5-second call against Kalia. I don't know if I agree with that. She was still moving around, was attempting to get around Tyra Pitts, but instead they're going to call the 5-second as Pitts put some enough pressure on the ball handler, Kalia Tull. So we're going the other way. Dogs right to left as you look at it. Pitts tried to dribble drive on Hallman. She poked it away. Pitts able to keep it. Now on the right-hand side. She'll hand it off to Kamora Johnson. Swings to the near side. It's in the hands of Gardner. Throw it down to Wack. Too strong and pulled down by Anavia Nelms for Auburn High. It's Kalia. Comes across the timeline. 26-7 is Auburn's lead with 6:20 in the second quarter. Leah will call out the offense. She'll get the screen from Cobb. She'll get to the paint. She'll bounce pass it to Anavia Nelms, who's able to lay it in for back-to-back buckets for two and white. She's got four, and the Tigers lead 28-7. We're 2 minutes into the second quarter. On the right-hand side, trying to feed it down to Wack. They do. She's double-teamed immediately. Kicks it out to Johnson. Crossover dribble. Guarded heavily by Brooke Coleman and Kalia Tolles. They work it into the near corner. Dribbled baseline. Gets cut off by Cobb. Throws up a tough shot. Won't fall. Monica Wack is there for the board. And then a jump ball forced by Jordan Cobb. Possession arrow stays with Opelika. But good effort by Jordan Cobb, who's going to take a seat. Her replacement, Antoinette Morgan, will sub back in. She's the starting center for this Auburn High team, and Brayley Winfrey is in the ball game again as well. That was some great minutes from 11 and White. Let me tell you, it was great effort from 11, Jordan Cobb, who held her ground down low. It's obvious what Opelika is trying to do. They're trying to feed it to Monica Wack, also trying to feed it to Michaela Jones, and instead it's stolen. Auburn High is rooking the run. It's Tolles now in the half court. Everybody's back. We play 5-on-5 basketball. Kick to the far corner. Also, Brooke thought about the three. Pull up from the elbow. Step back. Left it short. And Tyra Pitts is on the reception. 5:26. Pitts picks up her dribble 80 feet from the basket, tries to split the double team, and then they're going to call Leah on a foul. Auburn had a beautiful trap. It was Daly Alsobrook and Kalia Tolles who had forced Tyra Pitts to pick up her dribble at the end of her own bench, going the full length of the floor. And yet they get Kalia on what is a bailout foul for the Dogs. 5:22 in this second quarter, 28-7 is Auburn's lead over the Bulldogs. Moving right to left, the full court press put on by Auburn. They inbound to Johnson, poked away, picked up her dribble, looks for some help. She finds it in the hands of Michaela Jones. Tigers trap again, close to a 10-second call, and then a jump ball is forced, and possession arrow is with the Auburn High Tigers. Good effort by a couple of Tigers. It's 15-23. That's Daly and Brooke. They're able to force the possession arrow, or force the jump ball when you win the possession arrow, rather, as Kamora Johnson takes a seat. Claire Barber back in the game for the Lady Bulldogs. Kalia to inbound left side baseline. Gets it to Hallman. Back out to Winfrey. Thought about the three. Crossover dribble to the lane. Kicks it to Kalia. She thought about the three. She'll pull up from 12 feet instead. Can't bank it home. And soaring for the rebound is Kennedy Williams in the ballgame for the first time. Kennedy had a nice game last time out. 8 points against this Auburn High team just a week ago on this floor. It's 28-7. She'll leave one or let one go. Does Tyra Pitts. Can't bank it home. And there's Kennedy Williams to pull down the board for Opelika. 4:45 in the second quarter. Pitts uses a crossover dribble to get to the elbow. Takes a tough shot, and it's an air ball. Pulled down by Daly Alsobrook. 28-7 Tigers lead. They look to add to it here. Hallman lets it go from three. You bet! Brooke Hallman gets her first three of the ballgame. She's up to five in the game now. 31-7 is Auburn's lead. We approach 4:15 to play. Barber, open three, to respond, in and out. She gets her own board on the baseline, and Kalia Tolles takes it from her. Had no idea Kalia was there. Here comes Auburn. Winfrey in transition. Gets the bump, won't get the bucket, won't get the call either, and Opelika comes up with the ball. As we got bodies flying all over the place. We got a Bulldog down underneath the basket who can't get up. We're going to let Winfrey shoot. She takes advantage. Brayley Winfrey knocks down the three. I don't agree with letting them play, but if they're going to let you do it, make them pay. And that's exactly what Brayley Winfrey did. We got a Bulldog down. I believe it's Michaela Jones, number 22 for Opelika. Again, she has yet to get up. It looks like the training staff's going to come out and work on that left foot. Appears to be maybe a left ankle. Don't want to speculate. Brayley Winfrey, it's her first bucket of the second quarter. She had 11 in the first. And now she's got three in the second. Tigers lead 34-7 with 3:59 in the second quarter as Michaela Jones is able to get up and walk off the floor under her own power. Appears to be in some visible pain. So Hope 22 in black is okay, the senior forward, or Opelika. So a quick entry timeout. We'll keep it right here on the Auburn High Sports Network. It is Opelika basketball off the made three. As Brayley Winfrey knocked it out of bounds off the inbound attempt, so we'll do it again. Bounce pass to Kennedy Williams, and it goes out of bounds. Just a miscommunication. Williams took off the sideline. They tried to bounce pass it to her, and You can count that as a forced turnover. That full court press for Auburn's getting after Opelika pretty good. 34-7 is Auburn's lead with 3:55 in the first half. Leah off the right-hand side near us. They'll work it to Braylee Winfrey, far side. Gets to the baseline, goes up with a ton of contact. Can't get the call, can't get the bucket either. We play on, and then Winfrey forces the poke away and out of bounds off of Opelika. Auburn gets another chance. As Winfrey vocally frustrated on a no-foul call, she got, I mean, just got smacked across the arm. And letting them play here so far between Auburn and Opelika in the first round, the semifinals of the area tournament. Alsobrook will come off the screen, let a three go too strong. Ball's rolling near the out-of-bounds line, and Alsobrook can't get there. It's Opelika basketball. Tonight's game broadcast is presented by Acre Restaurant in Auburn. You can visit them for lunch and dinner throughout the week and for brunch on Sunday mornings. You can check out their variety of menus online at acreauburn.com. Opelika breaks the press and then stolen by Morgan. She looks ahead all the way with the right hand. Jump, stop, and a travel. Morgan got just a little bit too much steam, tried to jump, stop, and lay it in, and just took the extra step in the process. So a turnover on Auburn. We lead 34-7 with 3:20. In the first half, Morgan will sub out, and Jordan Cobb will come back in. Played great minutes earlier on the defensive end of the floor. Full court press put on by Auburn again, and it works. Bounce pass to Alsobrook off the steal from Braylee Winfrey, and 15 lays it in. Alsobrook's got seven, and now a steal from Braylee Winfrey, who goes reverse with the layup. Give her five in the quarter, give her 16 for the game, and timeout called by Opelika. Timeouts on the Auburn High Sports Network are brought to you by Mountain High Outfitters, celebrating 10 amazing years in downtown Auburn. You can visit them today on South College Street. 38-7, Tigers all over Opelika here at home. We'll have the remainder of the second quarter after this on the Auburn High Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Mountain High Outfitters is celebrating 10 amazing years on South College Street in Auburn. Whether you're looking for some new shoes from Hoka, On, New Balance, Birkenstock, or Brooks, Mountain High has that and so many more. If it's a new apparel look for your everyday, Mountain High Outfitters has a plethora of Free People Movement, Fury, Gold Hinge, Chubbies, Patagonia, Bird Dogs, and even Aviator Nation. Come visit Mountain High Outfitters on South College Street in Auburn and get geared up for your next adventure or just heading back to school. Mountain High Outfitters. Get out, get active, be inspired, and live your passion.
Auburn High Basketball is on
96.3 W. Lee.
38-7 is Auburn's lead over Opelika with 3:08 to play in the second quarter here in the varsity girls game. While we get back on the floor coming out of a timeout, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification here on 96.3 W. Lee.
96.3 W. Lee, WGZZ HD2, Waverly, and W242 AX, Auburn, Opelika.
96.3 W. Lee.
It's Opelika with the basketball out of the timeout, and Brooke Coleman takes her lunch money and pays her lunch with it. On the other end, Brooke Coleman lays it in for a two. Almond's up to seven in the game. That's five in the quarter alone. Opelika moving right to left on your radio dial. It's Tyra Pitts now on the right-hand wing. Double teamed by Almond and Leah, and they'll eventually pull off. Now they work it to the near corner. Gets to the lane. Throws up a tough shot with the left hand. It won't go, but then she does get it to fall. Does Kennedy Williams off her own offensive board. It's 40-9. Auburn leads Opelika with 2:25 to play. Hallman off the right-hand side, 2:20 to play, uses the screen, takes one from three and can't find it as Clara Barber is there to clear it away. Tyra Pitts now looks ahead. Dogs have numbers if they want them. A deflected pass trying to get it to Williams off the hands of Hallman, and a diving attempt by Jordan Cobb. It goes out of bounds, can't do so. It is Opelika basketball. I'm Jacob Goins with you on the Auburn High Sports Network. We appreciate you being with us on this Wednesday evening. However, you're tuned in on 96.3 W. Lee, 96.3 WLEE.com, and the Radio Alabama app. Appreciate you being with us here in the area tournament semifinals. First game since last Thursday for this Auburn High team when they took on this very Opelika team and got a win 71-43. And the Tigers looking to work offensively. And Mackenzie Etheridge, newly in the game, gets called for the moving screen. It's the second foul on Auburn in this quarter. Haven't been very many fouls. Like I said earlier, they've let them play kind of in this semifinal match. Tyra Pitts throws it cross court down low to the low block. Zion Fears turnaround layup, no, and pulled in by Kalia Toll. She'll surge across the Auburn High A, looks for an outlet. She finds one, deflected by Opelika. Diving save by Daly. All takes over. 1:36 in the second quarter. Right to left as we look at it. Here on the campus of Auburn High School, the girls hosting the Area 4 tournament will be on the campus of Central Phoenix City for the Area 4 boys tournament as the Red Devils were the one seed there. Your Tigers are the two. And here comes Hallman off the steal all the way with the left hand. Good and a foul. Good and a foul for Brooke Hallman, who goes coast to coast with the left hand and takes another opportunity. She's got one more at the free throw line. Brooke Hallman has had a fantastic second quarter. Give her 7 in the quarter alone. That's 9 on the game. And we told you in pregame, it's something about Opelika that Brooke Hallman loves. She had 21 in the last game and had 28 in the game before that. As Brooke Hallman saw herself earlier today, got to see her sign her NLI, her National Letter of Intent, to go and play women's college basketball at the next level up at UNA. And they're getting a good one as Hallman knocks that one down as well. 8 points in the corner for Brooke Hallman. Tigers lead 43-9 as we approach a minute to play. Kalia steals the pass. It's 3-on-1 for Auburn. Leah to the hole. And gets her second bucket of the game. She's doubled her points with 4, and the Tigers are flirting with 50 in the first half. Williams will jog across the timeline. She'll dump it off here on the near side for Kimora Johnson. Now into the corner. Pitts baseline drive had her shot blocked, but a foul in the act of shooting will send Tendon Black to the free throw line. 55.1 is what the clock reads in this second quarter. 45-9 is Auburn's lead. Be sure you stick with us. We'll have the Orthopedic Clinic halftime report coming up. Tell you about this game so far. Tell you what to expect in the second half and what we've got coming up here on the Auburn High Sports Network over what we hope to be several days. Tyra Pitts can't knock down the first. Some subs will come in for the Tigers as a four-player swap for Auburn. Riley Fingers in the game for the Tigers. Also, Olivia Simmons is in the game. Sophie Arrington and Shylin Evans all in the ballgame for Auburn High as that free throw from Tyra Pitts did not hit the rim. So it will be Auburn basketball with 54.6 to play. So again, Sophie Arrington, Riley Finger, Olivia Simmons and Shylin Evans along with Braylee Winfrey. She's got it at the point. She'll spin around looking for the screen from Evans. She'll get it. Winfrey gets to the elbow. Now kicks it to Arrington on the left wing. She'll pull it back out. Tigers have 37 seconds to work with. She's guarded heavily by London Gardner as Arrington turns the corner with the left hand. Finds Riley Finger poked away. Ball's knocked around and into the hands of Tyra Pitts. Here come the Dogs with 25 seconds to play in the first half. They trail Auburn 45-9. Pitts picks up her dribble at the top of the semicircle. She'll hand it off for Williams. Goes inside to Monica Wack. Now back out. That's an open three for the Dogs, and they nail it from Kimora Johnson. Hasn't been a ton of offense for Opelika tonight, but if there has been, it has been Kimora, who's got 6 in the corner. She's got 8 for the game, 8 of the 12 for Opelika. Arrington had it poked away. 1 second. Pitts lets it go and does not get it off. 45-12 is how the first half comes to an end. Auburn is leading Opelika in the area semifinals here at home. We'll tell you all about it coming up in the Orthopedic Clinic halftime report right here on the Auburn High Sports Network presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell DeWitt Center and Building Supply.
Russell Building Supply is your hometown home improvement store. You'll find what you need when you need it. And as a Russell Rewards member, you'll be in the know about monthly specials and exclusive offers. Russell Building Supply, East University in Auburn, across from Cary Creek Publix.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell DeWitt Center and Building Supply.
Remember when you would dream about what you would grow up to be? Imagining your dolls were students or your Legos a skyscraper. Maybe it's time to turn that dream into a reality. At Southern Union State Community College, you can discover your dream career in healthcare, business, manufacturing, engineering, and more. From imaginary to extraordinary at Southern Union State Community College. Visit suscc.edu today.
Hip pain is not to be taken lightly. It could be a sign of hip impingement. If pain, stiffness, or limping persists, see a hip specialist at the orthopedic clinic. Treatment includes non-surgical options, but if surgery is needed, minimally invasive arthroscopic hip surgery is only available locally at the orthopedic clinic. Don't wait. Schedule an examination today. Call for an appointment, 334-749-8303, or visit theorthoclinic.com.
If you truly care about your feet and want to make them happy, check out Auburn's newest footwear experience, Love to Run. With the area's only pressure mapping system to analyze foot function, Love to Run identifies the perfect shoe for you. With brands like Ultra, Brooks, Hoka, they'll have your feet comfortably covered. So whether you're training for a marathon or just trekking through the marathon of life, Love to Run is ready to set the pace with you. 1957 East Sanford Avenue in Auburn.
The Auburn High School Tigers play here.
Auburn High basketball on 96.3 W. Lee. Go Tigers! Auburn High basketball on 96.3 W. Lee. This is the Orthopedic Clinic Halftime Show.
At the half of the area semifinals here in 7A Area 4, it's your Auburn High Tigers with a big lead, 45-12. Two blowout wins in the regular season against this Opelika team, and the Auburn High Tigers and head coach Courtney Pritchett are on their way to making that three. This is the Orthopedic Clinic Halftime Report. It's brought to you by the Orthopedic Clinic, East Alabama's go-to center for orthopedic care, with locations in Auburn and Opelika to better serve you. You can find them online at theorthoclinic.com. Your Auburn High Tigers are the one seed in this tournament, and they're showing why right here on their home floor. They're also the fifth-ranked team in the state in women's and girls basketball. So I think they are displaying why that is so with a big-time performance so far here tonight. We're running through some of the numbers, starting with the visiting Opelika Bulldogs. Not many points to talk about and not many scorers getting involved for this Opelika team. Their leading scorer is Kimora Johnson, who has 8, thanks to a 3 made in that second quarter. A couple of the buckets around those as well. She has 8 of the 12 for Opelika. 2 points from Kennedy Williams, who had a bucket in that second quarter. Also, Zion Fears had a put-back bucket in the first quarter, so that gets you 12 for the Opelika Bulldogs. For Auburn High, there's all sorts of names on the scoring column, and I think we'll see a lot more get in as well. Kalia Tolles has 4, just working our way top to bottom. Kalia Tolles with 4. Anabia Nelms with 4 big points in that second quarter. Daly Osterbrook got going in the second. She's got 7 on the game. Braylee Winfrey, first and third. That's what it is for number 20. She had 11 in that first frame. She backed it up with 5. She's got 16 on the night. Brooke Coleman started to get fire in that second quarter. She had 8 in the corner alone, give her 10 on the ball game so far. Antoinette Morgan, your starting center down low for the Tigers, one of the many seniors for this team. She had 4 in that first frame and 4 on the night so far. Last time these two teams met was on senior night, where every senior got in, every senior scored, and 10 different Tigers were on the scoreboard in that one. You count it up right now, 2, 4, 6 right now. I bet we can flirt with that here tonight with a 45-12 lead for Auburn over Opelika here in the Varsity Girls game in the Area 4 state semifinals. When we come back, we'll tell you about the second half, plus what happens if Auburn holds this result. Also tell you a little bit about what's coming up here on the network over the next several days. That'll be when we return in the Orthopedic Clinic Halftime Report after this on the Auburn High Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
It's time to plan your next great meal at Acre in Auburn. Chef David Bancroft and his team bring classic favorites to the table with fresh, innovative flavors and artistic presentations. Their unique menu offers something for everyone, from salads, oysters, and fried okra to crispy fish tacos, fried chicken, and much more. Walk-ins are welcome and there's no reservation required. Join them for lunch Wednesday through Sunday or for dinner Monday through Saturday with a special brunch menu on Sunday mornings. To plan your next trip to Acre, visit them online at acreauburn.com or just stop on by.
Teamwork is key to winning on the basketball court. At University Ace, teamwork is key to our success, too. Hi, Jonathan Fittner here from University Ace Hardware. We're proud to be your neighborhood helpful place, serving the community since 2013. Our mission? Serve both in-store and in the community. For us, getting a customer for life is like winning a state championship, and we couldn't do it without our committed team and loyal members. University Ace Hardware, next to the movie theater in Auburn. University Ace is proud to support the Auburn High School Tigers.
Franklin Tire and Auto is your one-stop automotive shop. For quality, dependable tires, Franklin features Bridgestone, Firestone, and Yokohama. For complete car care, trust Franklin's ASE-certified technicians. And for precision collision repair, Franklin's state-of-the-art body shop can fully restore any make or model. With free estimates, insurance claims welcome, and 24-hour towing, all at one stop. Since 1970, Franklin Tire and Auto, East University Drive, across from CC's Pizza, and at franklinautoinc.com.
Mountain High Outfitters is celebrating 10 amazing years on South College Street in Auburn. Whether you're looking for some new shoes from Hoka, On, New Balance, Birkenstock, or Brooks, Mountain High has that and so many more. If it's a new apparel look for your everyday, Mountain High Outfitters has a plethora of Free People Movement, Fury, Goldhinge, Chubbies, Patagonia, Bird Dogs, and even Aviator Nation. Come visit Mountain High Outfitters on South College Street in Auburn and get geared up for your next adventure or just heading back to school. Mountain High Outfitters. Get out, get active, be inspired, and live your passion.
Follow Auburn High boys and girls basketball on 96.3 W Lee, your home of light favorites and the Tigers.
Welcome back into the Orthopedic Clinic Halftime Report. The Orthopedic Clinic is East Alabama's go-to center for orthopedic care with locations in Auburn and Opelika to better serve you. You can find them online at theorthoclinic.com. It's Auburn leading Opelika 45-12 here at the half in the Area 4 semifinals. And so here's what happens. If this result holds and Auburn does go on to win, or if Opelika makes a crazy comeback and upsets, and probably the biggest upset in the history of Alabama high school basketball, winner of this game goes on to play the winner of the Central Smith Station game, which is coming up in just a little bit. That'll take place on this very floor coming up in just a little bit. So two winners of those games will go. They'll play each other in the area championship game. Here's the thing, though. These games in the first round and the semifinals are win or go home. If you win, you move on. If you lose, your season is done. When you get to that area championship game, both of those teams automatically qualify for the regional tournament, which will take place next week. But you're trying to win that because you want to, you win that for seeding in that regional tournament when you eventually get paired up with another area. So it's important, A, to win this game so your season remains. It's also important to win that area championship because, hey, it's an area championship, and then you get better seeding moving on next week in the regional tournament. So that's what's at stake here tonight and for the rest of the week. Well, remember, we'll have varsity boys coming up tomorrow for Auburn as they take on Opelika. That game will be at Central Phoenix City. We'll tell you more about that later on in the postgame show. But that'll do it for the Orthopedic Clinic Halftime Report. The Orthopedic Clinic is East Alabama's go-to center for orthopedic care with locations in Auburn and Opelika to better serve you. You can find them online at theorthoclinic.com. When we come back, third quarter action between Auburn and Opelika as the Tigers lead 45-12. We'll have it for you after this on the Auburn High Sports Network.
Hi, I'm Brian Snyder, Regional Vice President with Troy Bank and Trust. We are excited to be moved into our new state-of-the-art Cary Creek building at 2870 East University Drive in Auburn. We welcome you to come in and experience what true community banking is all about. We offer a complete line of deposit, savings, and loan products to meet your commercial and consumer banking needs. You'll find our service impeccable. Come see us today to learn more about the only bank you'll ever need. Troy Bank and Trust, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Auburn High Basketball is on
96.3 W Lee. Now let's get back to the action on 96.3 W Lee. The second half of AHS Basketball is presented by Southern Union State Community College.
Start of the third quarter between Auburn and Opelika, and the Dogs started off with a three made from the left wing. That was Tyra Pitts. who had been held scoreless in that first half. She starts things off for the Dogs with a made three on the left wing as Auburn now in their first possession of this second quarter. It's a turnaround jumper from Antoinette Morgan. Won't go. The putback attempt by Brooke Coleman won't go. Opelika fighting for the board. It is Tyra Pitts. And now the Dogs moving left to right on your radio dial. Auburn is moving right to left. It's Opelika gets into the lane. They'll kick it out to London Gardner. She's got it on the right-hand wing. Tries to dump it down to Michaela Wack, or excuse me, Monica Wack, excuse me. And it was thrown away, tipped off of... Oh, thought they said it was tipped off of Auburn. It is actually off of Opelika. And so now Auburn will bring it up, leading by 30, 45-15. We're just a minute in to the third quarter. Again, this is the third quarter of the Area 4 semifinals. Brayley Winfrey, Kalia Choles, Brooke Coleman, Daly Alsobrook, and Antoinette Morgan are the five on the floor for head coach Courtney Pritchett to get things started. Winfrey in the corner picks up her dribble. Now it's to the point guard. Kalia Choles has it straight away. Again, just over a minute into this third quarter. Leah off the right-hand side. She'll pick up her dribble, find Brayley Winfrey, trying to go down low to Antoinette Morgan, but it's cut off. Daly Alsobrook straight away. High screen from Hallman. Gets it to Winfrey left-hand side. Gets to the lane. Floats up. Well, wild shot. And almost got it to fall, but can't do so. She hits the floor, and Opelika looks to run. They throw it underneath, and a little too hot for London Gardner. It's a turnover on Opelika. Second half action of tonight's game is presented by Southern Union State Community College. Affordable, accessible, unparalleled. It's time to venture forward and blaze your path. Visit suscc.com. EDU. 45-15, a minute and a half into the third quarter. Auburn leads Opelika in the semifinals of Area 4. Kalia Tolls off the right side, gets it to Hallman. She'll take a three. Too strong. High board pulled down by Tyra Pitts. And we're looking to run the other way. Left to right is Opelika. They'll walk across the timeline into the right wing. It is Claire Barber. Works it around to the point, guarded by Daly Alsobrook. Straight man for the Tigers here in this third quarter. Right hand dribble to Claire Barber in the corner. Shuffled her feet, got away with it. Bounce pass underneath, and a jump ball forced by Brayley Winfrey, trying to feed it underneath to Michaela Jones. Good to see her back in the ball game after an injury scare in the first half. A jump ball is won by Auburn. Possession arrow says it's to the Tigers. Claire Barber will sub out as Kimora Johnson, who was the leading scorer for the Dogs in the first half, she's back in the game. And looks like Auburn High's head coach Courtney Pritchett wants to talk about it, calls a timeout. We'll take one with them. Timeouts on the Auburn High Sports Network are brought to you by Mountain High Outfitters, celebrating 10 amazing years in downtown Auburn. You can visit them today on South College Street, back in 30 on the Auburn High Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
This is Lee County Revenue Commissioner Olene Price. When we have the opportunity to assist residents of this county, we are pleased to offer options in an effort to make your business with us as convenient as possible. You may visit any of our three offices, one in Auburn, one in Opelika, and in Smith Station. We are open to serve you Monday through Friday from 8:30 a.m. until 4:30 p.m. Central Time and 9 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Eastern Time in Smith Station. Thank you for allowing me to serve you.
The Auburn High School Tigers play here.
Auburn High basketball on 96.3 W. Lee. Go Tigers!
Winfrey out of the timeout for Auburn High. She'll come across the timeline and get to the lane. Nobody stopping her with the left hand. And Winfrey lays it in for the Tigers' first bucket in this third quarter as we were over 2 minutes in. So Auburn back up to the lead, 47-15. A long three straight away from Tyra Pitts won't go. Opelika pulls down the offensive board. And then a travel by Kimora Johnson on the left-hand wing. So head coach Courtney Pritchett saw something he didn't like or tried to fix it in the timeout, and he did. Again, the Tigers had not scored in the third quarter over 2 minutes. And then Winfrey, when she gets the motivation and just gets the idea that I'm getting to the bucket, she normally does and normally ends up in 2 points. And that's what happened out of the timeout. Auburn now moving right to left on your radio dial. Winfrey has it on the baseline. Backdoor cut for Kalia. Throws up a layup. It was blocked but fouled by Four in Black. It's Monica Wack. So Kalia Tolles will step up to the charity stripe. And Kalia letting her know that it was a foul because Monica Wack did not agree. We know one thing about Leah. She's going to talk. Even in a 47-15 game, Leah's a very passionate player and wears her emotions all over her jersey and can't rattle home the first. Leah, 5'7" senior, one of the several the eight that were honored here last week against Opelika. Kalia knocks down the second. She's still talking to Monica on the way down the floor. Got to be careful if you're Leah. She's up to five in the ball game, and then Hallman tries to steal it on the far side of the floor. We got a wrestling match going between Hallman, and I can't even see who the Bulldog is on the floor. I believe it's London Gardner. It is. Now we're starting to get a little chippy as Auburn Opelika has really come out now. Haven't talked much about the rivalry because it hasn't been much of one so far this year. And we're starting to see a little noise as Brantley Winfrey, Antoinette Morgan sub out. We'll bring Jordan Cobb and Anavia Nelms into the ballgame. We talked to Liz Robinson after the game on senior night about a week ago. In the postgame show, Liz is not dressed out for tonight's game. Talk to her about what it meant to beat Opelika on senior night as Kimora Johnson knocks down a four-foot floater from the right side. Talk to Liz Robinson and ask her, what's it like to beat Opelika on senior night here on your home floor? She says, well, we do it all the time, so we're kind of used to it at this point. And that's pretty much all you needed to know about the mentality of this Auburn High team, man. They know they're good, they know they're good, and they know they've had Opelika's number pretty much all season long, trying to go with 3-0 here so far this season. Leah, after she was touch fouled, she lost it off her shoe. It rolls out of bounds. I think they said it's off of Opelika. They did. So it'll be Auburn High basketball. We're moving right to left on your radio dial. It is Daly Osterbrook to inbound on the left sideline. Auburn leads 48-17, 4:37 in the third quarter of the varsity girls game. Leah swings it over for Hallman. Nelms, corner three, no, in and out. And pulled down by Tyra Pitts. Four and a half to play, third quarter. Pitts sends it in to Monica Wack, who then... Okay, I was trying to figure out exactly what the call was. It was Jordan Cobb who was fighting Monica Wack on the baseline. Jordan had her foot on the baseline. She swatted at the basketball, so the official made the right call. She was out of bounds, and she touched it, so it stays with Opelika. 4:22 in the third quarter. Opelika moving left to right. They get it to Pitts in the corner. Step back three on Daly Alsobrook, in and out. And Monica Wack fights for the board. It's in the hands of Hallman. She finds Alsobrook all alone up ahead and banks it in with the left hand. Alsobrook had seven in the first half, her first bucket here in the second half. That's a long two by Opelika on the left-hand side. Tried to get it to rattle home, can't do so. That was Kimora Johnson who had her heels on the three-point line, and the Tigers are able to clear it. 3:53 in the third quarter, Auburn leading Opelika 50-17. Left-hand side, Daly thought about the three. She'll take the floater from in the lane instead. Gets her own board and puts it off the glass in the air at the acrobatic play by Daly Alsobrook. She's up to four in the corner, and the Tigers lead 52-17. On the left-hand side, it's Pitts. She's guarded by Brooke Coleman. Now into the hands of Johnson. She'll crossover dribble on Tolles. Got away with a carry. Tolles got caught up in a screen. Johnson pulls up from deep two range and buries it. As Kimora has four of the seven here in this half. For Opelika, they trail your Auburn High Tigers 52-19. 3:10 to play, third quarter. Kalia trying to get it back with a layup, won't fall. And Opelika looks to run. It's Pitts across the timeline, kicks it to the corner. Had an open three. Kalia closes out nicely. It's London Gardner. Gets to the lane, carried it. No call in the lane. She's fouled. Haven't had many of those called tonight. Should be on the floor. There's no way we're calling that in the act of shooting, right? There's no way that's in the... Oh, my goodness. Wow. Okay. They called that in the act of shooting. That'll put London Gardner, the freshman, stands at 5'5", the guard for Opelika. I'm trying to rack my brain. I believe Opelika shot two free throws in the first half. And knocks down the first, does London Gardner. They did. They had two free throws on the other end. It was Kennedy Williams who went 0-for-2. So the first free throw made, just the third free throw attempted for this Opelika team so far in the ballgame. Gardner takes her time, spins it three or four times in her hands, lets it go, and leaves it short and pulled down by Winfrey. Under three to play in the third quarter. It's Winfrey, has it inside the Auburn High A with 2:45 in the third. Tigers lead by 32. Off the right side, Winfrey to the lane, takes two steps, gets to the basket, and a jump ball called. How is that a jump? Head coach Courtney Prince, the same way I am. How in the world is that a jump ball? Winfrey got a shot off. It just came up a little short. How are we calling that a jump ball? I'm not real sure about that. Either way, possession arrow goes to Opelika, so they'll move left to right as we look at it. Trailing Auburn by 32. Bulldogs get it in, trying to break a full court press. They throw it up, and Jordan Cobb's there to receive it. It's Anavia Nelms now. She'll come across the timeline. Hands it to her point guard, Kalia Tolles. 2.5 to play in the third quarter. It's 52-20. Auburn leads. Tolles to the right side for Nelms in front of the Auburn High bench. Gets it to Winfrey. Gets to the lane. Throws up a shot with contact. And she's got a chance at one more. Braylee Winfrey lays it in smoothly with the finger roll and a chance at one more at the free throw line. How about Braylee Winfrey? Give her 20 on the night and can make it 21 at the charity stripe. 54-20 is Auburn's lead over Opelika with 2:21 to play and the junior Braylee Winfrey at the free throw line. Winfrey, a couple of power dribbles and leaves the free throw short. She struggled there the last couple of games at the charity stripe, so can't convert. On the end, one opportunity. Opelika's Lyric Mitchell now ahead for Tyra Pitts. Left open three in transition. Almost hit the backside of the rim. That's Kimora Johnson now off the rebound. A three goes for Kimora Johnson. She's been the only offensive production for this Opelika team. She had 8 in the first half. And she's got 7 in this quarter alone. Opelika trails your Auburn High Tigers 54-23. Winfrey pulls up from the free throw line and nothing but nylon. Braylee gets 6 now in this quarter. Opelika figures out they just want to run in this game for the rest of the way. And Braylee Winfrey will knock it out of bounds. It'll be Opelika basketball. 1:35 in the third quarter, 56-23. It is Bulldog basketball as Daley Alsterbrook will take a seat. Brooke Coleman in the game. Mackenzie Etheridge will come in as Jordan Cobb will take a seat for the Tigers. In the half court for Opelika, 1:35 to play in this third quarter. It's 56-23 is Auburn's lead. Bounce pass to the left-hand wing. Johnson wants another three. Rattles in and out and pulled down by Leah. She'll surge ahead and then fouled from behind by Michaela Jones. Again, second half action of tonight's game is presented by Southern Union State Community College. Affordable, accessible, unparalleled. It's time to venture forward and blaze your path. Visit suscc.edu. Out of delay, looks like we got a late sub for Opelika. With 1:20 to play in the third, counting down. Kalia, Brooke, Braylee, McKenzie, and Anavia. The five on the floor for the Tigers. It's Nelms on the left-hand free throw line extended. Looking for a cutting home and not there. She's trying to get it to her point guard, Kalia Tolles. She swarmed immediately off the ankle of a player. I couldn't see who it was. They're going to say it's off of Opelika. It stays with Auburn High School. It'll be Kalia Tolles, who normally it's either her or Daley that typically inbounds the basketball if they're on the floor for this team. Daley's not, so it'll be Kalia on the inbound. It's Brooke Coleman. Her three's too strong and pulled down by Lyric Mitchell. Tries to throw it ahead for a Bulldog, and it's a steal from Mackenzie Etheridge. 53 seconds in the third quarter. It's Kalia Tolles inside the Auburn High blue and white A. With a thin black circle around it, she'll surge out to the left. Finds Brooke Coleman. Goes for three. Too strong. And the rebound pulled down by Kimora Johnson. Opelika looking to run, spin in the lane, threw it up and good. Kimora Johnson keeping the Dogs somewhat alive in this game as she has now 9 points in the third quarter. We have 25 seconds to play. 56-25 is Auburn's lead. Kalia, high pressure by Tyra Pitts. And the five-second call as Kalia's moving back and forth, and yet they still call the five-second. You got to do something. You got to move. You got to move vertically instead of laterally, right? You got to move up and down the floor rather than just side to side. They are going to call that at this level. So that's the second five-second call that Kalia's been gotten for as Opelika's Tyra Pitts lets it fly from deep, way too strong, and pulled down. And a shot by Lyric Mitchell off the offensive board. It won't fall, and the Tigers are able to clear. 4 seconds now. Kalia with three. Kalia with two. Kalia with one. Doesn't get the shot away. That's the second time Auburn has done that right there by not noticing the clock. And head coach Courtney Pritchett is livid. Auburn didn't do it at the end of the first half, and they didn't do it at the end of the third quarter. But regardless, 56-25 is Auburn's lead over Opelika. We head to the fourth corner here in the Area 4 semifinals. We'll have it for you when we come back on the Auburn High Sports Network presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
The Goose Running Arts Center at Auburn University is Alabama's premier destination for the arts, bringing you the very best of Broadway, dance, music, and more. Learn more about upcoming performances and see the calendar of events online at googecenter.auburn.edu. That's googecenter.auburn.edu. Or call the box office 334-844-TIXS.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell DeWitt Center at Building Supply.
Russell Building Supply is your hometown home improvement store. You'll find what you need when you need it. And as a Russell Rewards member, you'll be in the know about monthly specials and exclusive offers. Russell Building Supply, East University in Auburn, across from Cary Creek Publix.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell DeWitt Center at Building Supply.
Follow Auburn High boys and girls basketball on 96.3 W Lee, your home of light favorites and the Tigers.
We've played three. We got one more to go between Auburn and Opelika here in the varsity girls game. It's the semifinals of the Area 4 tournament, and the Tigers start the quarter, with possession and a blocked shot. Antoinette Morgan had her layup blocked, and Opelika bringing it up the floor left to right. On your radio dial, it is Williams on the left-hand side. She'll kick it to Johnson on the right. She's had all the points here lately for the Opelika Bulldogs. She was the only, well, not necessarily. She was almost the only Bulldog to score in that third quarter. It was Tyra Pitts who had a couple, and London Gardner with one as well, as Auburn forces a turnover, and Brooke Coleman gets it to the lane, spin move in the air, and dumps it off for Daly Alsobrook. That's a highlight play from Brooke Coleman, who spun 360 in the air with a bounce pass to 15 and White, who cashed it in off the square. And then a response from Tyra Pitts on the other end to put that one to bed. The first points for Opelika in this fourth quarter. 58-27 is Auburn's lead over Opelika with 7 minutes to go in the ballgame. Winfrey forces her way to the basket and forces a foul as well. As she'll get back to the free throw line. Would love to see Braley get going at the charity stripe. Has struggled the last few times out. Funny enough, in this building as well, where if this result holds, Auburn will be right back in coming up this time on Friday night. First free throw is good from Winfrey. Braley had 11 in the first, 5 in the second, 6 in the third, and now has 2 in the fourth. 60-27, Auburn leads Opelika with 6:25 remaining in what appears to be the dog season. Bounce pass, got away with the travel, shuffled her feet down low from Michaela Jones. Shot won't fall, and the Tigers look to push with Daly Alsobrook. C surges ahead, eyes up, Winfrey, corner, 3, yes!
3 field goal.
Braley Winfrey, her first 3 of the game, and she buries it from the corner. She's got 5 in the corner alone. It's been 20 show tonight here for Auburn High. We're under 6 to play. 63-27, Auburn leads the Dogs of Opelika. Left-hand side, Opelika in front of their bench. Tyra Pitts spins, picks up her dribble, and throws it into the hands of Kalia Tolles. She goes all the way, coast-to-coast, fouled hard. Her layup won't fall. Give effort to Kennedy Williams to get back and force a tough shot, force the foul as well. That'll put Kalia Tolles at the free throw line. There's one thing Kalia Tolles is going to do. She's going to take some hits in a game like this, especially against Opelika, given her experience, the senior guard for the Auburn High team. Her first free throw is good. Last couple of games for Kalia against this Opelika squad. She had 9 in the first meeting back on January 13th. She had 3 in the second meeting here last week. So a nice performance for her. As she goes 1-for-2 at the free throw line. 64-27 is Auburn's lead. We approach 5 minutes to play here in the Area 4 semifinals in the tournament. Ahead now is Tyra Pitts. She's guarded by Brooke Coleman at the top. They'll hand off for Johnson, who is carded. Now it's a 2-3 zone for the Tigers here in this fourth quarter. Saw some man in that third quarter. We got 2-3 zone going right now. It's London Gardner on the far side of the floor in front of her head coach, Blake Smalley. Smalley, apologies. Now it's on the left-hand side. Johnson lets it go from NBA range. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Johnson buries it. As PA announcer says, three more in shock, as we all do, as she just continues to shoot and continues to watch them fall. As Opelika, they're not going to go down without a fight. They trail 64-30. Winfrey on the right-hand side. It's Kalia Tolles who lost it in the lane. Leah lost it. Now we're ahead. It's Opelika. London Gardner kicks to the corner for Johnson. She's double-teamed, and Winfrey knocks it out of bounds. Nearly took my head off, did the basketball. Thankfully, we're sitting at a scorer's table and not a regular table. We'd be in all sorts of trouble here on the sideline. Do have a running clock in this fourth quarter for anybody wondering. 4:10 counting down in this fourth quarter. 64-30 is Auburn's lead over Opelika. Bulldogs moving left to right with the basketball on your radio dial. Tyra Pitts will walk into the volleyball line. Hand it off to Johnson. Pump fake three. Step back. Thought about it. Still has it in her hands. Now dumps it off to the free throw line. Bounce pass on the back door for Pitts. She'll take a three. Corner. Yep. Opelika starting to see their shots go down. It may be a little too early or too little too late for the Dogs, as Auburn, you can just take the air out of the basketball here. Hallman has it straight away, gets to the lane, goes to the left hand, blocked. It was blocked by Michaela Jones, and the Dogs have numbers if they want them, and then threw it away. London Gardner, oh my goodness, they saved it. Oh my goodness, they saved it. Somehow Kimora Johnson ends up with the basketball and lays it in for two. I looked away. I can't believe it. They saved that on the baseline, and it ends up in a two-point bucket for the Bulldogs. 64-35 now is Auburn's lead. Nelms had her pocket picked. Lots of contact, no call. Tyra Pitts gets to the lane, left it short, and a foul is called on Auburn. Daley Alsobrook's got to pick up the foul. That'll put the Bulldogs. Tyra Pitts, the senior guard, will step up to the charity stripe. 64-35 is Auburn's lead. Again, running clock in this fourth quarter. We're under three to play in the Area 4 semifinals. They did stop the clock on the free throw attempts. They typically do in a situation like this, as Tyra clanks the first free throw. 2:44 in the fourth quarter. 64-35 is Auburn's lead. It's a rivalry game, a postseason game, all sorts of stuff. All sorts of stuff on the line here this evening inside of Auburn High School Gymnasium. Opelika looking for the upset. Tigers trying to go 3-0 against Opelika. 2-0 in the regular season, and can make it 3 here with the postseason, as Tyra goes 0-for-2 at the line. Alsobrook for 3 in transition off the front side of the rim, and then a foul going to be called underneath. Believe they got Jordan Cobb. No, they got Anavia Nelms on the push foul. Believe just the second foul on Auburn in this quarter. As Mackenzie Etheridge will sub in, Jordan Cobb will take a seat. Looks like Shylin Evans is set to check in as well. She will for Anavia Nelms. 5 on the floor for Auburn. 3 senior guards with Kalia Tolles, Brooke Harmon, Daly Alsobrook, and Mackenzie Etheridge, and Charlotte Evans will play down low. Opelika comes across the timeline. 2 minutes to play, and Mackenzie Etheridge steals it. Trying to feed it down low to Wack, and now it's met. Mackenzie Etheridge gets it ahead. It's Daly Alsobrook. Running floater won't fall, and Harmon pulls it down on the backside. Step back, corner 3 for Harmon. Too strong, and pulled down by Michaela Johnson. Or Kimora Johnson, excuse me. Johnson feeds ahead. Baseline floater won't fall, and Mackenzie Etheridge pulls down the board. And I think a timeout was called. It was. Timeout called. Head coach Courtney Pritchett is the one that called the timeout for Auburn High. Timeouts on the Auburn High Sports Network are brought to you by Mountain High Outfitters, celebrating 10 amazing years in downtown Auburn. You can visit them today on South College Street. We'll leave it right here. Teams are basically on the floor already. A subs come in for Auburn High. Here's the 5 on the floor for the Tigers. It's 00 Shylin Evans. It's 22 Olivia Quinones. It's also For the Tigers, it's number 12, Olivia Simmons, number 5, Sophie Arrington, and number 40, Mackenzie Etheridge. Those are the five on the floor for Auburn with 1:35 in the fourth quarter. They lead Opelika 64-35 as we are just that amount of time away from getting to an area championship game and automatically qualifying for the regional tournament coming up next week. Tigers will be moving right to left on your radio dial with 1:35 to play. Quinones, Arrington, Evans, Etheridge, and Simmons are the five on the floor for head coach Courtney Pritchett. Starters take a seat. Subs, main subs take a seat as well. Good to see some of these girls get some action here in postseason play. It'll be Arrington to dribble it up across the Auburn high A. She'll bring it up with the left hand. Gets it to Shylin Evans. They work it to Olivia Quinona. She lets it go from three. Chuck comes up short. Etheridge tries to pull it down the board. Can't do so. And it's into the hands of the Opelika Bulldogs. They throw it way ahead now. Underneath on the low block. Kick it out. That's a three. Good if it goes. It did not. It was an air ball. The attempt was from Kaylee Dowdell, who's in the game for the first time for Opelika. It's Arrington now, the sophomore guard, who's going to see some extended time coming up in her next couple of years. She's getting coached hard, nearly turned it over. As she was bumped by Opelika, poked out by Opelika. It'll stay Auburn High basketball. So the sophomore, again, running point guard duties right now. She'll inbound to Olivia Quinones. It's Sophie Arrington, under a minute to play here in the fourth quarter. Arrington off the right-hand side, crossover dribble, surges ahead to avoid the five-second call. Kicks it to Quinones. Got shot from the three-corner, won't fall, and it is in the hands of an Opelika Bulldog. Shylin Evans is there to force a jump ball, but instead it'll be a foul. It was her and 32 in black, Chloe Stinson, the junior center. I thought they'd called a foul, but instead they call a jump ball, so it does go to Opelika. Clock counting down from 19. Dogs inbound, moving left to right. Trying to break the press of Auburn, they do. They surge ahead the half-court line with London Gardner. She'll get to the lane. Bump, bucket, no, but she will head to the free throw line. They'll stop the clock with 6.5 in the fourth quarter. They're going to get, I believe they're going to get Olivia Simmons, one of the JV players for this Auburn High ladies program. So that'll put, and never mind, we're going to let the clock run out. No free throws, and that's the game. 64-35, Auburn wins over Opelika. They go 3-5 versus the Dogs this season. We're going to the area championship game where we're going to play the winner of Central and Smith Station. Auburn wins 64-35 over Opelika. The varsity girls get it done for the third time this year. We'll tell you more about it. We're coming back in the post-game show. See if we can get head coach Courtney Pritchett a girl or two on the program as well. Auburn wins 64-35. This is Auburn High School Basketball on the Auburn High Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
When bones get out of joint or vice versa, the Orthopedic Clinic is here, providing expert care and surgery when needed, wherever it hurts. Hand, wrist, foot or ankle, back, neck or hip. Offering minimally invasive surgery and cutting-edge joint replacement. Serving patients from throughout the region. See the sports injury experts for athletes of all types. The Orthopedic Clinic. Call for an appointment, 334-749-8303, or visit theorthoclinic.com.
Hello, this is Coley Trant from Jeffco Trant Funeral Home and Crematory. My dad Bill and I are pleased to be a part of the Opelika, Auburn, and Lee County area, and thankful to the families that have placed their trust in us. At Jeffco Trant Funeral Home and Crematory, we continue to assure you when you call on us, you will be treated like a member of our own family with passionate and caring service. It's our desire to assist you during your difficult times and help you through your many decisions you face. Call on us in your time of need, Jeffco Trant Funeral Home and Crematory.
Remember when you would dream about what you would grow up to be? Imagining your dolls were students or your Legos a skyscraper. Maybe it's time to turn that dream into a reality. At Southern Union State Community College, you can discover your dream career in healthcare, business, manufacturing, engineering, and more. From imaginary to extraordinary at Southern Union State Community College. Visit suscc.edu today.
From day one back in 1907, Auburn Bank's mission has been clear: to serve our community, see businesses flourish, and improve lives locally by making sound business decisions and responding with care every day. Today, we continue to fulfill our mission with a team of local, commercial, and consumer lenders who are ready to help meet your needs and goals. Auburn Bank, champions of you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, online at auburnbank.com.
Auburn High Basketball is on
96.3 W. Lee.
The Auburn High Lady Tigers are victorious over Opelika once again, 64-35, this time in the area tournament semifinals, and the Tigers move on to the area's tournament championship game coming up on Friday evening. I'm Jacob Goins with you on the Auburn High Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic, as we are waiting on head coach Courtney Pritchett. He's doing a couple of other things, getting the team settled in, getting them all celebrated and things. We'll go through some of the numbers as we wait on him to join us here on the broadcast. For the Opelika Bulldogs, scoring just going down top to bottom. London Gardner had one. Zion Fears had two. Tyra Pitts ended up with a quiet eight. All of those coming in the second half. You had Kennedy Williams, who had two for the Dogs, and then Kimora Johnson, player of the game for Opelika. She ended with 22 points, eight in the first half. The rest in the second half for Kimora Johnson just wasn't enough when Auburn puts up 64 points of their own. Looking through some of the scoring totals for this Auburn High School team, Kalia Tolles ends up with six, and Avia Nelms ends up with four. Daly Alsobrook had seven in that first half. She doubles down with six in that second half, give her 13 on the ball game. Braylee Winfrey, on the other hand, she had 16 in that first half. She ends up with 11 in the second half, so give her 27 points for Braylee Winfrey tonight against Opelika. Brooke Hallman had 10 in the first half. She ends with 10 as well, and Antoinette Morgan had four. And as we are being joined here on the post-game show on the broadcast, it is Auburn High's head girls basketball coach, head coach Courtney Pritchett. Coach, congratulations, my man, 3-0 against Opelika this year, and you're going to an area state area championship game on Friday.
Yes, sir. We're excited to be in this situation. It's a blessing.
What's it like to I was asking the girls last week when you beat Opelika for the second time on the year in the regular season finale, what it was like to beat Opelika, do it on senior night and all those things, and the best answer was Liz Robinson, who said, well, we do it all the time, so we're kind of used to it. Are they used to it now, going 3-0 against that squad?
I think you celebrate it and you enjoy it. It's always good to get a win against a rival school, and so it's good for the community. You know, that hadn't always been the case. You know, Opelika have very strong teams, and this team right here is not bad. As you can see, they can really shoot it.
Yeah.
A lot of those kids are young. You know, and so, you know, you better get them right now because, you know, when they're, you know, juniors and seniors, they're going to be knocking out those shots with confidence and running stuff to be able to get it. And so, so it's good to always get that win. And so, especially when it's, you know, the first round of the area, and it kind of buys you automatic into region. So, you know, we're excited about that.
Almost a week off in between the last time you played this team. It was a Thursday night. You come in here on a Wednesday. Did you see any rust? Did you see anything from your team in the first game of the postseason, too? I know that can always be a little nerve-wracking.
No, well, I think they were a little tight because we watched film, and I don't think we played, you know, well that first half against Opelika on senior night. Mm-hmm. And so it was a lot of stuff going on, you know, definitely that's a part of it. But, you know, we had, you know, they got ate up in film sessions a lot about just mistakes and simple stuff. And so we'll do the same thing with this game film, and we'll go back and look at our game against Central, and we don't celebrate as much as I would like to in film study, but for me, you know, the first couple rounds of film study is all about figuring out what we did wrong and corrected. And so I think they did a good job of making the corrections, and, you know, they were better tonight in the first half.
Braylee Winfrey ends with 27 points tonight, Coach. I know that doesn't surprise anybody who listens or watches her play, but she's a junior with some of those senior guards that you put out there as well. I mean, this team's playing really good, and you guys are a really special group. What we're going to see, we're not going to call it, obviously, but what's about to take place on this floor is Central and Smith Station. You guys get the winner of this game. What do you expect to see here, and what do you expect for whoever you play on Friday?
You know, I'm telling you, you know, this is going to be a good game. You can't count Smith Station out. That's a tough team. They got some really, really good post players, you know, and they're just, you know, a scheme away, you know, from you know, getting a win. But, you know, on the other side of that, you got, you know, one of the best kids in the country playing basketball, and Jabria Lindsay. And so, you know, it's got to be an answer for her. And if you don't have an answer for it, you know, she'll have 27, you know, just like Brady. So, so it'll be a good game. I'm excited to get back and get changed and come out and watch the game. And, you know, just to be able to be in the gym, in our gym, with Central in our gym and Smith Station in our gym, and not have to worry about our game plan against them so for one night. So, yeah, we'll take advantage of the win and, you know, and enjoy it for all of tonight. And then, you know, tomorrow we'll start to focus on whoever we have next.
Well, you mentioned it. We mentioned it several times during the broadcast. You get to the area championship game, but you do automatically qualify for the regional tournament. So as a coach, how do you get your team motivated and ready to go in a game that some would say don't matter, but I know for you that's not the case?
Yeah, well, you know, if it's Smith Station or if it's Central, there's not a lot of motivation needed. There is, in our area, and a lot of people, I don't know if they realize about our area, there is a rivalry in every single aspect of our area. You know, definitely that probably our biggest rival of all of them is Opelika. But there is a Central Auburn rivalry, and there is a Smith Station Auburn rivalry that, you know, 3 years ago, we were getting ready for a Smith Station team and didn't really put too much time into preparing it for it. But this team is different. You know, they hired Coach Welch. He's done a great job. You know, and so they've got, you know, solid. They got two kids over there that's going to play, you know, Division One basketball probably, or, you know, JUCO Division One basketball. So they got good players, and, you know, Jabril Lizard, like I said, one of the best kids in the country playing it. And so, you know, you don't have to say much. You know, I definitely, if it's a Central game, we wouldn't have to say much.
That's
but,
right.
You know, there's some good old-fashioned hate when it comes to Auburn and Central. And so it's good. You know, everybody over there, we love Jabril. I've known her since she was a little baby. And so just love those kids, man. And so, it's good to compete on the floor. But, you know, when it's all said and done, like, you know, I'm going to be their biggest fan. I love girls basketball, so.
Auburn beats Opelika 64-35 in the Area 4 semifinals. You'll play the winner of Central and Smith Station, and we'll see you back here on Friday night, Coach.
All right, go Tigers.
So go Tigers. That's head coach Courtney Pritchett from Auburn High School Girls joining us on the broadcast. Appreciate him and his time. I believe I'm going to get a player on here. I don't know. I was going to get Daly, and she ran off on me. We'll get Daly Alsobrook on here in just a second. Again, Auburn wins 64-35, and that's Coach said, this game right here that's about to happen between Central and Smith Station is going to be really, really good, and excited to see who wins. I won't make any sort of prediction, but we will have the broadcast for you on Friday night. So kind of giving you an inside scoop and an inside look on everything that's going to be happening with Auburn's win and Opelika's loss. The Bulldogs season has come to an end. Auburn now moves on to the area championship game where they'll play the winner of these two schools right here. And you heard Coach and I talking about it a little bit. Automatically qualify for the regional tournament. Don't know all the details and information on that just yet, but we'll get you those as soon as we can. So we are back on the air tomorrow. We'll be on the campus of Central Phoenix City, where the Auburn High boys and head coach Chris Brandt take on Opelika as well. Yes, two nights back-to-back of Auburn and Opelika in the postseason. As Auburn is the 2 seed, Opelika is the 3 seed. We'll have that game for you here on the Auburn High Sports Network. And there was a confusion in the times. The boys were supposed to play at 7. Now they're playing at 5:30. So Opelika and Auburn High boys. Trying to get Braley on here, or Daly on here. We go. So, yes, Auburn High boys will play tomorrow against Opelika. That'll be at 5:30 on the campus of Central Phoenix City. We'll have that call for you tomorrow right here on the Auburn High Sports Network. Just got done talking to head coach Courtney Pritchett, and now we sit down with Auburn High's Daly Alsobrook. Daly, congratulations on the win tonight. You beat Opelika for the third time this season. I know that's got to feel pretty good.
Yes, sir, it does.
Well, on a big night and a big day for you. Saw you earlier. You got your shirt on, too. I love it. Signed your NLI for FI. You to play softball. I know that's exciting. How was that for you and your family today?
It was awesome. It was a great experience being able to do it in front of my whole school. It was awesome.
Are you excited? Let me ask you this. Are you excited? I know you are to play college softball, but are you going to miss playing basketball when it's all said and done? We hope that's not for quite some time, but when this season does come to an end, are you going to miss it out of here on the hardwood?
I mean, of course. I've been playing this sport since I was like 5 or 6. I love it. Have a great time every time I step on the floor. So, yeah, I'm going to miss it a lot. I'm going to try to keep it going, like, during college, maybe like go shoot some. I don't know. Just keep it with me.
I don't know. Are the coach is going to let you do that?
I
hope so, too. They may not, though. We'll see how that goes. Hey, you ended with 13 points tonight. Brooke had 10. Braylee had 27 tonight against Opelika.
She played great.
She played really. I think you all played really, really good and was talking to Coach Pritchett where he says you guys played well, but now you take about a day. You're going to sit and, I assume, watch and see who wins this game between Central and Smith Station.
Yes, sir.
In terms of who you play, well, we obviously don't know what that's going to be, but what are you expecting from these two teams right here and then whoever you do play on Friday?
I think it's going to be a great matchup, and being that the championship's on Friday, it's going to be a hard-fought game. Whoever wins this game, they're going to come in there. They're expecting nothing else but to win. So, yeah, Friday's going to be a tough one. This is going to be a tough one, but I believe we're going to come out with a win.
And you get to do it right here on your home floor, which means something. And then you get to go to the regional tournament. I have no idea what those matchups look like yet, but we'll get those as we go. Daly, appreciate your time. Congratulations again on signing your NLI today, and go Tigers.
Thank you so much.
That's Daly Alsobrook joining us on the broadcast. Again, she had 13 points on the night, second leading scorer for Auburn after Braylee Winfrey dropped 27. Brooke Hallman had 10. You had Kalia Tolles with 6 and a pair of Tigers, Anavia Nelms, and Antoinette Morgan with 4. Auburn wins 64-35 over Opelika. The Tigers move on to the area championship game. You heard Daly and I talking about it. That will be on Friday right here on the Auburn High Sports Network on 96.3 WLEE, 963WLEE.com, and the Radio Alabama app. But our next broadcast is tomorrow. We're going to have Auburn and Opelika on the boys' side of things. We'll have that for you as the game will tip at 5:30. We'll go on about 5:15, 5:20 on the campus of Central Phoenix City. That is the semifinals of the area tournament as well. Winner moves on, loser goes home. Expect that one to be a dogfight tomorrow between Auburn and Opelika. Until then, I'm Jacob Goins, and we appreciate you listening on the Auburn High Sports Network. Until next time, stay safe and go Tigers.
Thanks for listening to Auburn High School Basketball.
Presented by
The Orthopedic Clinic, Acre Restaurant, Mountain High Outfitters, Troy Bank and Trust, Russell Building Supply, and Southern Union.
Also brought to you by
Googe Performing Arts Center, Auburn Bank, and University Ace Hardware.
See the broadcast schedule
at 963WLEE.com.
And follow the Auburn High Tigers here
on 96.3 WLEE.
This has been an Auburn Networks production.